confirm or deny, has been a part of this show for, I don't know, about a year and a half, 2 years. You know, we came up with this bit, and
yep.
John Ferguson Jr., we were concerned where if he got a gig down in Pittsburgh or anywhere for that matter as a GM, we might have to put this to bed. But he just missed. He yep. almost had it. He was on a short list, almost back in the game as a GM. Didn't happen this time around, which means we are lucky enough to be able to continue with the bit. And it has been a part of the Wheel of Misfortune for the last little while, but we've decided, you know what? Confirm or deny can stand on its own, right? We believe yep. in this bit. Shockingly, other people believe in this bit. And I think moving forward here, Tuesdays around this time, we're going to hear from Fergie. You guys okay with that or what?
I love it.
Ready. Yeah.
Fire it up.
Let's fire it up.
I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for confirm or deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
So, yeah, we cannot confirm or deny that this is a real segment, but we can confirm that we are big fans of Don Valley North Lexus because they have decided yes. to jump on board with us here. And we love it because Confirm or Deny is brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Enjoy winter with great offers at Don Valley North Lexus. Visit DonValleyNorthLexus.com for all the details. So I'm not sure we ever saw this one coming, but we love it. Shout out to yeah, Don Valley North Lexus.
Absolutely.
Yeah, big we fans. Were worried Confirm or Deny was going like to down the tubes, but
wow,
we'll never stop now.
It's part of it is because of you were going to bury the hatchet. And then you were, you know, and then all of a sudden.
No, I'm full back to hatred's back.
It's back.
So let's continue on with the segment.
Okay, I love it.
Fire
one
up. I love it.
All right, so we spent a lot of today's, you know, action detailing what happened last night. The sun came up this morning. It will come up tomorrow, and the Leafs will play again tomorrow night and on Thursday night. Confirm or deny, the Maple Leafs will win the next two games against Ottawa in regulation. Both regulation wins Wednesday, Thursday night.
I'm going to confirm that. I think that sometimes, you know, you just when you're a team like Ottawa that struggles to get offense and you there's a term for it, but I'm not going to use it. It's just all the output's gone and it's like, okay, it's kind of back to normal. I just think Toronto's the far superior team and they will win both games and it'll just be kind of like there's positive and negative stress. There's a bit of positive stress there for Ottawa and I think Toronto picks it back up.
I'll confirm it. I think, you know, I think tomorrow's game is going to be under the spotlight, but I think they're going to have a big push. The back-to-back, we haven't got into it, and we'll get into it later, but I would go Freddie tomorrow night, and then are you going to give him an opportunity to go back-to-back, or are you going Hutchinson?
I think you got to go Hutchinson.
So that you save him for Saturday. You got to save Freddie for Saturday against yep. the Leafs, right? So that's where, again, Hutch hasn't played any hockey,
that's
right?
The like concern.
That's my little bit of, there's an inkling, but I'm going to confirm it.
Well, I came into this thinking Ottawa was going to maybe get one here. And I don't even know if I can include last night because that was so outrageous. Like, that wasn't them just playing well. That was the Leafs saying, I guess we'll spontaneously combust and you go ahead and take 2 points.
Right.
But I think it may, in the end, be actually a pretty good moment in time for Sheldon Keefe and an opportunity for him to hammer home at the expense of their own embarrassment. What are we doing here, guys? Like, what happened in the third on Saturday night? What happened on the third last night can't happen if we are back to being goal-oriented. So I'm going to confirm it as well. But Hutchinson, I think you have to go with him on Thursday. You can't run Freddie Anderson into the ground. I don't think it's possible. I'd go back to him tomorrow night, like you said, and then it gives you a little bit more time between Wednesday and Saturday in Montreal. And you give Freddie a chance to redeem him, you know, himself, and you kind of got to get tomorrow night.
Right.
Hutchinson goes in there, and it's like a mess, and you lose that game. Then you're really kicking yourself. So, yeah, I'd go with Freddie tomorrow as well. Moving on here, confirm or deny, Zach Hyman's next contract will have an annual cap hit of at least $4.5 million per season.
Confirm. I'm denying it.
Confirm. Here's what I do if I'm Zach Hyman, and I have a distorted version of contracts because, I don't know, maybe I'm just stupid. And I used to look at some. When I was a young kid, I would be like, there was a guy on my team, his name was Adam Burt. And I was finishing up my first contract, and I said to myself, I'm making $1 million because Adam Burt does, and I do as much to help his team as he does. So I honestly, I'm not coming here for less than $1 million. Then my agent informed me, well,
he was a defenseman.
If you don't accept your 10% raise of $550, my contract was structured where it was $850, $900, $850, $550. So the last year you're getting a 10% bump on $550. I'm like, I'm not taking that. I'm making $1 million because that's what. And they said, okay, then sit at home because you're not making that. You have no other rights. You can just you got to chew on that one. And as a 21-year-old kid, you can probably chew on it. But if I'm Zach Hyman, I'm thinking, well, if the guys I'm playing with, Nylander and Matthews, are making 11, I'm half as good as them, aren't I? I'm half as good,
yeah.
Right?
I'd include, you know, Muzzin got 5-6, Brody got 5.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm half as good as those guys, and I bring a lot to the table. And
doesn't
Billy
have to be
Bob,
in Toronto either. Let's point
Billy
that out.
Billy Bob 88 makes 7, so yep. It's like it better start with a 5. If I'm him, that's what I'm thinking.
I disagree because I think you go comparables around the league, and I think close to his comparable is a guy like Connor Brown, who makes 3.6. So maybe you get something with a 4 in it on a free agent market, but 4-5 is rich. Now you can say, you know, Hyman's had more goals while he's played with, you know, two very offensive guys. Then you start digging into the goals. Remember, left-handed
empty
shot, empty netters, stuff
yep.
like that. Like, you got to be careful. Like, that's the thing. Would I like to see him make a boatload of money? Absolutely.
Me
love
too,
the
Jamie.
Guy.
You got to be smart about it. You got to say, look, this is what we can afford, and if not, then right. maybe we got to just move on.
Maybe moves on.
He might, but my point is even if he moves on, I don't think there's a team out there going, here's a 5-year deal at 4.5, because I don't know if there's a first-line spot or a second-line spot to play. You know, I'm sure there is. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm just saying, Connor Brown signed a 3-year extension at 3.6. Now, Brown is,
he was restricted, though, I believe, wasn't he?
I believe he was, yes.
This is UFA. It's obviously a little bit different. But I hear what you're saying. I think they're
close,
comparables.
They're very comparable.
Yes.
And I just, to add another $1 million on that, I don't know.
I think that's rich.
In a very cap, you know, cap, like no
It'll
cap
It'll be the
friendly.
Ultimate situation of what kind of hometown, like what is your value of being in a hometown, playing for the Leafs,
right.
being a star player on the Leafs. How much are you willing to chomp on because of that factor?
That'll be
the ultimate case of it.
That's why I'll deny it, because I think they'll get a little bit creative as well. I mean, it may be a 6-year deal. I would have tried to avoid that for someone who's going to be 29 and like he skates incredibly well, but he's a guy that needs to bring physicality, and all of a sudden you start chalking up a couple of injuries here or there, which can't happen later in a career, and you may not get that value. But I'll deny it just because of that. I think he wants to be here. I think he loves being from here, being a Leaf. I think he understands the circumstance. I don't think they're going to lowball him. I don't think they'll do that to him, nor should they, and nor should he accept that. But if it's a 5 or 6 year deal at 4, you know, I think that probably gets both parties to the table. But I do think what O said is 100% accurate. And I brought this up yesterday with you, Noodles. I look at Jake Muzzin, who is he
a
more important player? He is. He's a more important player. But 5.6 over 4 at 31. Hyman's going to be 29. He's an important player, too. Like, he is.
Damn important.
Really important.
I just worry, like, I don't think agents, and I certainly know that management doesn't go, well, that guy got 5 million. Like, I know it's within a team structure, but Jake Muzzin is a defenseman. Mm-hmm. Like, what you have to do is compare of what Zach Hyman brings to the table as other forwards. That's what I'm saying. I'm looking at comparables.
Course.
You don't compare, like, you know, Jacob Markstrom arguably is the most important player on Calgary. Mm-hmm. He can't go, well, you know what?
And the market is different. Like, Muzzin
Johnny
as a free
Goudreau.
Agent would have gotten that elsewhere. I understand what you're saying.
Zach Hyman, the problem with him is he has a lot of things that don't go into a boardroom and necessarily factor into a contract,
right.
I don't think. The intangibles, works his ass off. I think any coach he's ever had, if a GM said, can you put value on what player you want signed and at what time, he would probably be in the top 2 or 3 of any team right behind the superstars for what he brings to the table.
But
unfortunately, a lot of intangibles for guys like our buddy Jonas, they're just not factored into that.
But they don't. They're not factored in. They are factored in in different scenarios. But like Ron Hainsey, he signed $3 million or $3.5 million in Ottawa a year ago. They knew what they were bringing him in for. They had to get to the floor, a little extra money. He's a veteran guy in a rebuild. Like, I just don't see...
I think you're right, and I think that is probably the approach that most GMs would take, and I would think it would likely apply here. But, you know, my dad always says, bean counters, they can tell you the price of something. They can't tell you the value of something. And Hyman is a perfect example of a guy where you might say, I can't pay him that, and he leaves. And then a year or two later, you're like, they need Hyman back. Like, what? How could you possibly let that guy go? But at the time, in the negotiating room, it's difficult to get to that number and see the value. I get it.
Yeah, and I know we got to get on to the next one. Last thing I'll say is, though, I don't think it can afford it. If he gets anything over four, they're not going to be able to pay him just based on their salary structure.
I think that's probably the truth as well, and it sucks, but it might be a reality. All right, confirm or deny, Jordan Spieth will win a tournament on the PGA Tour in 2021.
I got to confirm that, man. As much as I don't like his wonky driver, I got to confirm that.
He's sniffing around, as you might say.
He's sniffing around, and it's just, I think the biggest factor with him is that putter. Once that guy gets that putter going, I mean, he was in Tiger Woods' world with that putter back in the heyday. It was four years ago now that he was on the top of the mountain. But I think that's all he needs. I think there's an element to it where he can fix the driver and kind of keep it on the track. Because after that, this guy can flat out... His short game in putting is just... I mean, you saw it, the waste management, man. He was making some bombs, and once he starts doing that, he's a real dangerous human being.
That's 61 on Saturday. The problem is closing on Sunday. That's where it just
That's the biggest hump to get over, because he's like, man, I'm back here again. The nerves really start kicking in, regardless of what the situation is with him, and that's something he's got to get over. Yeah. The problem is, what if he kind of slumps now after that, and he's like, he doesn't get in that position again? Then he's just back in another major slump.
That's why I'm going to deny it. The field is too good, too. Like, there's just
no kidding. Like, look at the field this week. The top, like, of all the guys, nobody's kind of sneaking up on those top guys and winning anything, man.
I just saw a video of Dustin Johnson. He's at Riviera. I think he was doing a practice round today. Might have been an older tape. PGA Tour media or whatever, they posted this on Instagram. They've got a camera set up on the green about 5 feet behind the pin. He's about 100 yards out with a wedge. They yell to him, hit the camera. This guy bounces one in. It hits the lens. You got to see this video. Like,
that's crazy.
How dialed in he is right now, to say nothing of Rahm, Thomas, etc. I'm going to deny it. Noodles?
Yeah, I'm denying it just based on the facts you brought up. I just wanted to, did either one of you choose him in
this
year?
I'm not choosing him.
Week's? Okay, then.
You're gutless.
See you later. Confirm or deny, the NBA will eventually abolish fines for players that publicly ask for a trade.
I think I'm going to confirm that. I think they'll gather enough steam where they're allowed to kind of say what they want and say, I don't wish to be here. Mm-hmm. But Adam Silver's got to bring that to ownership too, which is a spicy meatball. But I'm still going to confirm it.
I'm denying it because it's a slippery slope. Because what if somebody really disrespects an organization or disrespect, you know, like there's
obviously
a line.
In that case, Jamie, you got to say that's enough, knock it off. But
if the precedent, now it's interpretation, right? I think it's a real slippery slope. So I'm going to, deny that.
Yeah. Deny that. I'll confirm it with the asterisk, I guess, that both sides will come together and realize it's in the best interest for both sides not to publicly explode. You know, this is where we get back to CBA negotiations. You're both partners. You're both seeking that partnership.
Right.
I do think there is an imbalance there. I do think Draymond Green was right. Players get clipped $100,000 for just saying what they're saying, what everyone knows. I want out, and I'm moving on. A team can do it, and they don't get anything. I think there will be some traction there, but I think it's on the owners, the league, and the Players Association to say, okay, we're going to get rid of the fines here. But that doesn't mean it is open season, like you're pointing out, Noodles, where you get crazier. Right. If it does go too far, we can't interpret that as a finable offense. So I will confirm it. Moving on here. Confirm or deny, Alex Galchenyuk will play at least one playoff game for the Maple Leafs.
Ooh.
Well, I can either confirm or deny that.
I like that.
I'm
that was just dead
it.
Air.
I'm
Fergie.
Denying it. I'm denying it.
Denying. Because I'm going to deny it, too.
I think the Leafs are in for a big trade. I honestly do. I'm big is the wrong word. I think Kyle will be he's looking to upgrade his top nine, let's say. And I don't think Galchenyuk will fit into the mix. Galchenyuk play on the fourth line anyways, but...
I'll confirm it. I think he can sneak in on the fourth line and play a playoff game.
I'll deny it. I mean, I got to be consistent with what I was saying yesterday just prior to the announcement. I think he's at the end of the road for his career. Until he proves otherwise, I can't have faith in him. I mean, the guy's been a suitcase. He's been all over the league for a reason.
But I always want to sniff. I'll open up my nostrils, Hayes, to a guy that can play on the fourth line and possibly score a goal.
Though, on the fourth line? That's the question. Can he defend? Can he give you the necessary effort? Because you can't put him out there for 7 minutes if he's floating around cheating looking for goals.
Well, there's the ultimatum. Go out there, work your ass off. Back check's more important than forecheck. And if you can rifle in a goal for us, that's great.
Ideal. Yep. I'll believe it when I see it. I think that'll be the message. We'll find out. Confirm or deny, one of Tampa Bay Buccaneers or Kansas City Chiefs will be back in the Super Bowl next year.
100% confirm. And I wouldn't be shocked if it's my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I'm not kidding with that.
That's not going to happen. Tom got his ring. I think he's done.
Why is that? You don't think he's in the gym right now? You don't think he's talking to
VI? No, I think he's still hungover.
He's
got a four-day hangover.
There's been rumblings. I've been talking to some people I know in Boston that say he wasn't even drunk. It was all a joke.
Really?
Anyway.
Wait a minute. Who in Boston is
peddling that conspiracy? Dude, I know people that you have no idea that I know, okay? I'm being serious. You have no idea I know them.
Okay.
So
Belichick are texting back and forth? Yeah.
Did I say Belichick? I just know people that you have no idea, have no idea what kind of level it's on.
Okay.
And they're inside people, and it's just, regardless, that's getting away from the point. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, don't be shocked if they're back.
Okay.
I'm confirming it because I think it's the other side, in Mahomes' group. But I will say this. I read this tweet. I don't know if this is true or not, but 1 year ago, Tom Brady was a free agent. Some people thought would retire. Leonard Fournette was cut by the Jags. Antonio Brown was in jail. And Gronk was a WWE wrestler. They all scored touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
That's a great stat.
That is a crazy stat. But if it's true, that's a crazy stat.
Does sound true. I mean, I don't remember all the dates in particular, but that is about right. I think that's another reason why Tampa won't do it. Everything fell into their lap, you know, like Antonio Brown, Leonard Fournette, and I'm denying it because I don't think Kansas City's going to three straight Super Bowls. That is so difficult to do. It has happened in the past, I know, but I'm just playing the field. I think the odds would suggest that two new teams, fresh meat, Super Bowl next year. Confirm or deny, today is the 25th anniversary of Happy Gilmore hitting the theaters. Happy Gilmore is Adam Sandler's best movie.
I'm going to confirm that, and I was just watching Shooter McGavin's response to Happy hitting the tee shot. What better, like, remake than Happy Gilmore 2 Senior Tour Edition? Like, just make it happen. It's pandemic, it's outdoors, you could probably get some stuff done. Happy Gilmore 2, the Senior Tour, make it happen.
Great
confirm.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a
I totally agree with that.
Think
about that. I would be, like, there's been some doozies, and the worst movie I think I've ever seen is Mike Myers, and it was like a hockey
The Love Guru.
The Love Guru, yeah.
I'm not kidding, man. That is the worst nonsense I've ever seen in my life. But I think Adam Sandler could do Happy Gilmore Tour, or Happy Gilmore 2, the Senior Tour.
I agree. I think it'd be a smash hit.
I got to be honest. I'm denying it because I'm a Billy Madison guy.
Really?
I
love Billy
Farley
Madison
and Billy
too.
Madison. Like, I mean, you use those gifts all the time of Farley on the bus.
Him on the bus and that Veronica Vaughn. It's just, I can't deny it because Farley is so good in that movie.
He's
Billy
brilliant.
Madison is so good.
It's a coin toss on those two, but Sandler's had some good ones. He's had a couple rough, the Jack and Jill one.
Jack and Jill's the worst movie. I was just about to say that. Love Guru is the godfather compared to Jack and Jill. It is the worst movie in the history of cinema. But I will I'll deny it as well because I love Billy Madison. And he's got a couple of really good movies.
Some drama ones too, yeah. Like
really
I
good
can't
movies.
Remember the but I'll deny it too.
Okay. Confirm or deny. You would stay at Buffalo Bill's Bed and Breakfast in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania. Would you stay at the house?
I would. I would, and I would do the ultimate tight tuck dance after a campfire outside and do the goggle tour, and I would crawl down in the well.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Just the listening
I would
to
do that
dude.
For the gram. I would crawl down in the hole for the gram.
For Instagram, to blow up on Instagram?
Yeah.
I think I would, too. I kind of like weird history stuff.
Tell you what, though, getting some shut-eye at night would be awfully difficult.
It's the most terrifying, sickening movie in history. Like, it's so much worse than gory.
I got her card in the back.
I got his card in here someplace. So, do you want to come in?
No, thank you. I'm good. Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah, it is
the way they shot that was so great, too, where the SWAT team is storming in, but it's the wrong house in the wrong state.
Crazy.
Just incredible. Just an incredible movie. Yeah. But I'm denying it. I couldn't do it. I'll never be in Perryopolis, Pennsylvania anyway, but I'm not staying there. Not doing it. Buffalo Bills house, no thank you. Yeah. And we'll wrap with this one quickly. Confirm or deny, Al's Brothers Power Rankings will still have the Toronto Maple Leafs in the number one spot.
I'm going to confirm that.
I'm going to confirm that. I think
he might have a little Montreal spin, but he overthinks it, right? So I would confirm it, but I think he might have Montreal in there.
Can't wait.
I'm going to deny it. I think it's Montreal. I have no insight, but we will find out. Al's brother, there you go. Confirm or deny. Shout out to Don Valley North Lexus as well. Obviously, we're big fans of theirs. They've jumped on board. We can't thank them enough for that. And confirm or deny is brought to you by, or was brought to you by, Don Valley North Lexus. Lease a 2021 RX350 from just $278 biweekly. Visit donvalleynorthlexus.com for details. Shout out to Don Valley North Lexus.